Well, howdy there, gentlemen, and others, I guess. Solo Man here. Now, I don't do a lot of reviews on games because there ain't many good games out there anymore. The gaming industry's kinda gone, well, tits up. But I recently purchased a game on Steam that was on sale. Now, I've always been a Resident Evil guy. I've played all the games, except the 3, because that was just a scam and a rip-off. But I enjoyed playing Resident Evil 2 Remastered. That was the good old days. The game looked good as well on my PC. But the Village was on sale, so I bought it. But I forgot. It doesn't work on Windows 7, only Windows 10. So I thought about getting a refund, but then again I just thought, well anyway, I'll get Windows 10 and try this damn game out, you know? And it seemed to get reasonably good reviews, so... But I'm gonna give you my reviews of it, as I've played it quite some time now. And the views are only gonna be of me, just what I think. First of all, I don't think the graphics were all that great. Not even as good as Resident Evil 2 Remastered. But I have a pretty good graphics card and CPU and lots of memory. But I kind of thought the looks of it looked kind of washed out a lot of places. And for some reason, the controls felt all clunky. Awkward some way. And of course, this takes place in the open air sort of lot of places, not like in a mansion. But still in all, the graphics weren't all that great. Now, I know people will be saying, well, I get a better graphics card, a better everything else. But the thing is, that games nowadays should look pretty good on a reasonably good machine like I've got. And be aware, there's loads of cutscenes in this. It's more of telling a story than playing a game, in a way. And I know lots of people thought, oh, the story was really good. No, the story was a bit naff. And you do play as a guy, but he's a bit of a wuss guy, really. He's got, you know, a wife, I guess, and a little baby, and he's kind of a woke man. And it's funny, because if you played as a femon, she would probably be real tough and whatever, more manly than the man. But anyway, I bought the game to play the game and not watch a goddamn story. There has to be some form of story, of course, but it doesn't have to be really deep or anything. Which is lucky, because this one isn't. And of course, all the controllers are femons, of course. But the Resident Evil game, this one, does have puzzles in it. But not very hard ones at all. In fact, they actually tell you what to do, really. Before, they used to give you a hint, and you had to think about it. But now, they just blatantly tell you right out. Kind of makes the puzzling thing a bit irrelevant, really. And, of course, the game tries to drag itself out by putting you in a position where you've got a couple of seconds to react or something, or you're dead. Which means, of course, they know you're going to die loads of times, and they put you right back again, so you have to do it over and over again. Very repetitive. It seems to me that Resident Evil has lost who it was. And the only way they can get that back is remastering, like, say, Resident Evil 2, and then it feels like a real Resident Evil game. They kind of don't know how to make another one, though. And I believe this is probably the end of real Resident Evil games, judging by the direction this one was going in. Now, I haven't finished the game all just yet, because I keep on turning it off because I get bored. That's not sort of a good sign, is it? You see, the difference is that Resident Evil 2 Remastered, I didn't want to put it down. I'll probably go back to it later and finally finish the game at some point. But see, the problem is a lot of people like this game. I guess they just don't expect too much anymore. Well, I do, especially when I paid £33 for the game, and that was on sale. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I didn't particularly like the game at all, myself. It didn't seem like a Resident Evil game at all. And yes, it's pandering, of course, there is wokeness in it. And this will probably be the last Resident Evil game that I buy. What made Resident Evil games stand out and become what they were is because of what they are. And they kind of lost that now, unfortunately. I mean, if you want to be storytellers and write a book. But most people buy video games so they can actually play it, not watch it. But as most gamers know out there, there's not many games out that are any good anymore. And most of the gamers are getting ripped off and they don't even know it. And by the way, I bought the standard edition. Of course, every game comes out now with 3 or 4 different versions. And the other one's more expensive than that one, and that one's more expensive than that one. And you can end up spending loads of money just on one game. And the trouble is, the gamers are so desperate for games, they'll buy them anyway. And that's why it continues. But really, it's just a big scam. And, of course, you can get the original Resident Evil soundtrack. Of course, they're going to give it to you free because you bought all the games. Oh, no, they're charging you £9 for that, too. I mean, Capcom must be kind of hard up, I guess. But like I say, I'm going to finish this Resident Evil Village game anyway, because I'm stubborn. So at the time of this video, the last Resident Evil game that was actually really made was Resident Evil 2 Remastered. And I will consider that my last game of Resident Evil I played, not Resident Evil Village. And I know a lot of you out there won't agree with me about the game, but put your comments down below anyway. Good or bad, I accept them all. You take it easy out there now. Then let me get back to this repetitive part of the game. See ya. Resident Evil is dead.